I have developed a new media model that will eradicate fake news, and I'm using Facebook and Instagram to do it. I want to partner with Facebook to go national. The goal is to give people a trusted space to be able to click, learn, think, act, vote, and become civically accountable in their locality. I will talk concept, money, partnership, and exit. Concept. This new media model uses original source information as its content. It is a power hidden in plain sight. Original source information includes public agency videos, agendas, press releases, etc. In 1977, the FCC mandated that the brand new cable companies provide a public access channel for every U.S. jurisdiction. Today, every jurisdiction and every public agency records their meetings. Public agencies such as city council, sewer and water authorities, harbor and school districts, for example. This goldmine of free content allows people to watch the meetings from the comfort of their armchair or while they're gardening, and when it is convenient. They can respond to staff or council by email, remotely. Coastside Buzz, CBuzz, was started 5 years ago, and now with COVID, public agency Zoom remote attendance has gone up 3,000 to 4,000% on the coastside, and growing. Local public agencies are already paying for the videos to be recorded and posted on YouTube. But without SEO and social media, they just sit there, unwatched. The city was paying $118 per view. Not many views. Recently, 50 people showed up live to a water rate increase meeting, and many more watched and shared the post of the recorded video, all remotely. Using original source information as content creates an environment of trust. Public agency videos do not lie. Public agency work product does not lie. First-person candidate podcasts do not lie. A CBuzz website post would include the video of the meeting cued to a topic on the agenda, rather than sifting through hours to find it. The agenda itself, graphics, links, snappy titling, with a Facebook-friendly thumbnail photo graphic. This is then shared and boosted. Public agencies pay CBuzz for the distribution and promotion. The CBuzz model has not pissed anyone off in more than 5 years, in a small town no less. CBuzz gives everyone a voice, in their own words. No bias, no editor, no media mogul. The goal is to give citizens a tool that they can trust so that they can click, learn, think, act, vote, and become civically accountable in their town. Do you know who to contact when your favorite hike and bike mountaintop is closed? Do you know why water and sewer rates are skyrocketing in your town? Would full-chain cannabis be a good thing where you live? Imagine a CBuzz in every U.S. town where you can click, learn, think, act, and vote. Money. There are 20,000 towns in the U.S., 16,000 with populations under 10,000 citizens. Imagine a deputy buzz officer, a DBO, in each of those towns watching all of the public agency meetings and sharing that information. The CBuzz media model has an estimated full build-out revenue for DBOs of $150,000 per year, which includes income from public agencies, sponsorships, and the business directory. That is three times what small-town newspaper journalists get paid. Facebook CBuzz franchise. Franchise fees of $50,000 with an ROI in 1 year. That is a $1 billion capitalization for Facebook, and that is just for small towns. For larger cities, the franchise fee would be more. And then there is international franchise income. Each franchisee would become a deputy buzz officer. They would get a turnkey website environment for content, a free self-submit calendar, and a business directory. They would have 24/7, 365 access to the CBuzz Hive. Number 1. aggregating nationwide content and advertising feeds. Number 2, Technical Support Center. Number 3, Center of Philosophy to Manage Bias. Deputy Buzz officers will, in turn, buy Facebook and Instagram ads to boost their content. Starting with a conservative $200 per month budget for 20,000 DBOs results in Facebook income of $48 million per year in the U.S. alone. As DBOs build content, they also build metrics and income, and so they will spend more on ads to build more metrics, creating a circular economic system between CBuzz and Facebook. Their local content can aggregate nationally, as is relevant. Local and national advertising can also be shared through the CBuzz Media national feed. Note, BuzzFeed made $50 million in 2018 with advertising. As DBOs share content, Facebook and Instagram will get tons of unfiltered, original source content posts nationwide. That is the antidote to fake news. Content is the oxygen of the internet. Truth content doesn't currently exist. Valuation? Priceless. Partnership. CBuzz Media has already benefited from its partnership with Facebook and Instagram for the last 3 years. I screenshot metrics of each post boost when invoicing the public agencies. For many unfamiliar with social media, it is an eye-opener. Metrics define valuation for public agencies and advertising. As the newspaper, radio, and cable TV generation passes on, the internet will be the place for information. Mechanics to build the CBuzz Hive. First, build a master CBuzz website template for each DBO to fill in. Content would include public agencies, history, outdoors, bedtime stories, podcasts, and videos. Calendar would be hyper-local community, including all the live music, public agency meetings, art, history, local fun events, free and self-submit. Business directory. Local businesses get internet presence for a one-time $250 fee. This builds content, SEO, audience, and goodwill. Second, build a training portal to assist DBOs technically and philosophically. Third, build a content and advertising aggregator. Note that the Facebook brand and technology will fast track what took CBuzz 5 years into 1 to 2 years. Exit. The CBuzz Media model gets us into the ballpark of personal accountability for local civics. The application of the idea in the first 2 years will be critical. CBuzz Media must create a culture which is rabid for raw, original source information, aiming for zero bias. I was once asked how to vote in a sheriff election. The title of the post was, "Does it matter to you in a seemingly well-run county that Sheriff B was in a sex raid in Las Vegas in 2007? I replied, "Watch the video in order to click, learn, think, act, vote." You can do that when you have a trusted information source. And it did matter. Sheriff M got 40% of the vote. Within 2 years, the CBuzz Media Facebook partnership can lock down the technology and philosophy, and then it will be up to the next generation to fan the flames of truth, snuffing out fake news one DBO at a time.